Hallelujah, please complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿从神来的恩典跟平安临到各位。
Would you like a praise and thank God to have guided us through another week safely and according to His will?
感谢神啊，照着神的带领，我们平安的过一个礼拜。
This evening, I'd like to share with you Christ's preach to Samaria.
今天晚上我的题目是基督被传到撒玛利亚。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 8.
我们看使徒行传的第八章。
Verse 12.
第八章的第十二节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 12.
使徒行传第八章第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
第十二节说，至于他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
So we know before our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
在主耶稣还没复活升天之前，
He told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit.
他吩咐门徒，他们在耶路撒冷，他们要等待。
When the Holy Spirit come upon them.
当圣灵临到他们身上的时候，
they shall receive power.
他们要得到能力。
And then they will be witness to him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
然后他们要为主耶稣做见证，从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚。直到这个世界各地。
So then there time the day of Pentecost.
所以到这五旬节的时候。
120 disciples received the Holy Spirit.
120个门徒他们领受圣灵的洗。
And then Peter stood with the 11 and preached a sermon.
然后彼得他站立这个先讲神国的道理。
And there time 3,000 people were baptized.
三千人他们受洗。
And here in chapter 8, verse 12,
那么在这第八章第十二节,
they say that many believed men and women were baptized.
在这里说这个连男带女他们受了洗那信了耶稣的名。
We know the task that Jesus gave to his disciples also have given to us.
我们知道主耶稣所吩咐门徒的使命今天也交付了给我们。
We must go out and preach the gospel.
我们必须要出去往外传福音。
So we can add more soul for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么为主耶稣的名我们可以增加这个得救的人数。
And we see in the book of Acts.
那我们看使徒行传。
They can be able to preach from Jerusalem all the way to Rome.
他们可以把这个福音从耶路撒冷传到罗马。
And during this process, many people came to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这过程当中，很多人他们信主。
But here in Acts chapter 8,
那么在这个第八章
why there were so many men and women in Samaria came to be baptized?
那么为什么在撒玛利亚的地方呢，有很多的人男带女都受了洗？
We can see in Acts chapter 7.
我们看这第七章的地方。
During this time, the disciples just stay in Jerusalem and Judea.
那个时候的门徒，他们只有寄居在这个耶路撒冷跟犹大的各地。
But their task was go all the way to the end of earth and preach the gospel.
但是他们的使命是要把福音传扬到地极。
So by the end of chapter 7, God allowed Stephen to be martyred, the first one.
然后呢，在这第七章的末了神让斯蒂凡成为第一个行道的人。
And then chapter 8, they mentioned that the persecution came upon the disciple.
第八章开始就提到这个迫害临到这个门徒的身上。
And this was the time they go out and continue to preach the gospel all the way to Samaria.
那么这个时候他们出去传福音一直到撒玛利亚。
And during this time, God used Philip.
那么这个时候呢，神他用了这腓力。
And why Philip was such a great evangelist?
那么为什么腓力是一个很好的布道家呢？
We know because he was the man of God.
因为他是属神的人。
Let's see chapter 8, verse 1.
我们看第八章第一节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Now Saul was consenting to his death. At the time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea, Samaria, except the apostle.
这个第八章第一节说，从那日起，耶路撒冷的教会大受逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
It seemed during this time was God's will for Stephen to be stoned to death.
好像这个时候呢，斯蒂凡被石头打死，好像是也是神的旨意。
Because during this time they only stayed in Jerusalem.
因为门徒他们只有寄居在耶路撒冷。
But after the death of Stephen.
但是这个斯蒂凡被石头打死以后。
And then great persecution came upon them.
那么这逼迫呢，就临到教会。
And that's the time in verse 8 said they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria except the apostle.
所以在这个第八节这里提到说，这属徒之外呢，他们多到聚集在这个耶路撒冷还有犹大各地。
And then we can see in verse 4.
然后到第四节。
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
那些昏塞的人到各处去传道。
Of course, even though the death of Stephen actually is a terrible thing that happened.
当然，斯蒂凡被石头打死，那是一个这个悲剧。
But we know God allowed to happen.
但是神也允许这个事情发生了。
And when the persecution came upon the disciple, God also allowed this to happen.
那么，当这个逼迫临到使徒跟教会身上的时候，神也让这事情发生。
And because the result of persecution, the disciples scattered everywhere, and they preached the word of God everywhere.
那么，这因为逼迫的缘故所以这个门徒他们昏散到各处去，然后把福音也传去了。
Just like sometimes for us, we are so comfortable in church.
有时候呢，我们在教会生活好像会能似乎。
Maybe just like the disciple in Acts chapter 1 just gazing into heaven.
就好像在第一章提到这个门徒他们往天看。
Because we already received salvation.
因为我们得到了救恩。
Then we already feel so comfortable already in our lives.
那好像在我们生活里头，我们也非常的舒服。
And maybe we don't have the motivation to go out and preach the gospel.
所以没有这个心态要往外去传福音。
But if this is the case, our Lord Jesus Christ will allow persecution to come upon us.
那么若是这样子下去的话呢？主耶稣他会让这个迫害也临到我们身上。
But we should not wait until then.
但是我们不要等到这个迫害临到。
Because right now it seems for us is a time of peace.
因为对我们来讲现在好像是个和平的状态。
And we should take advantage of this time to continue to cultivate ourselves.
那么在这个平安的时候，好像我们应该利用这个机会，好好的灵修自己。
So God can use us to go out and preach the gospel.
那么最终神可以用我们往外去传福音。
Just like Philip during this time.
就好像这个时候的腓力。
And verse 5 said, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
那么第五节说，腓力他下到撒玛利亚城去，那么宣讲基督。
And this is very important.
那么这是很重要的事。
Of course, many Christians proclaim that they preach according to the Bible.
这个很多的基督徒，他们也是他们宣称说他们是照着圣经来传福音。
But many times they use their own will to preach the gospel.
但是很多时候他们照着自己的方法去传。
But during this time, seeing Philip's message is very simple.
这个时候看腓力所传的福音是很简单的。
Because the Bible said he went down to Samaria and preached Christ to them, very simple.
这个圣经讲说腓力他下到撒玛利亚城去，那么先讲基督，很简单。
And look at in verse 6.
那么看第六节。
And the multitude with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracle which he did.
说众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意的听从他的话。
Then also verse 7.
第七节。
For an unclean spirit cried with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
第八节。
And then verse 8.
第八节。
And there were great joy in that city.
第八节说在那里具有大大的欢喜。
So we can see why Philip is so powerful.
所以为什么腓力是大有能力的。
And the Bible stated that the multitude with one accord heed the things spoken by Philip.
因为这个众人他们都同心合意的听从腓力的话。
Not only that, they also heard and see the miracle which Philip did.
不仅如此他们也目睹了这个借着腓力所行出来的神迹。
And then even those who filled with unclean spirits.
那些这个被这个很多污鬼附着的人。
They would cry out with a loud voice.
他们就是大声呼叫。
And many evil spirits came out of many people who were possessed.
那么这个污鬼就从那些被缠着的人的身上出来了。
And those who paralyzed and those who were lame, they were healed.
那么很多的瘫痪的瘸腿的也都得到了医治。
And because of this, the whole city were filled with joy.
那么因为这样子城里就大有欢喜。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等美的事。
Why God was with Philip?
为什么这个神要用这个腓力。
And give him such power to preach the gospel to the people.
让腓力大有能力能够传福音出去。
We know Philip was filled with the Spirit of God.
我们首先知道腓力他被圣灵充满。
And we know Philip is the man of God.
他是这个属神的人。
Because of this, God used him to perform great miracles.
所以神可以用他来大行神迹。
The spirit inside of Philip is the same spirit inside of us nowadays.
那么今天在这个充满腓力身上的圣灵也同样的充满在我们身上。
Why we're not effective as Philip?
但是呢，我们好像没有像腓力这么大有效力。
Why did every time we speak, people don't heed? To what we have to say.
为什么我们每次讲话的时候，别人都不注意听呢？
And why we cannot be able to heal those who are paralyzed and those who are lame?
那为什么今天我们没有能力啊，让那些这个啊瘸腿的啊那些这瘫痪的得到医治呢？
Because the spirit inside us is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
啊，但是我们讲说啊，这个在我们里面的灵啊，是同样的灵啊，是这个昨天、今日到永远都是一样的。
Of course, we know the problem is not lie within God's power, but within ourselves.
啊，当然知道问题不出在神的、这个灵的本身，而是我们自己。
Now look at Philip.
啊，我们看这腓力。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 26.
我们看第八章的二十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 26.
八章二十六节。
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go to it."The south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert.
那那么在这里说有主的一个使者对腓力说起来往南走啊，这个从耶路撒冷下到加沙的路上去。那路是旷野。
How do we know that he was filled with the Spirit of God?
啊，我们怎么知道腓力他被圣灵充满
？Because the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip.
啊，这里就要说有主的一个天使对他说话。
So this means Philip was very clear what is the will of our Lord Jesus Christ for him.
所以腓力他非常清楚到底神的旨意是什么。
So when he heard the word from the angel,
啊，所以他听到这个主的使者的话。
To arise and go.
啊，他就起来就去了。
Then verse 27, so he arose and went.
那么二十七节就提到说他就起来就上那往南的路走了。
This is very important.
啊，这是很重要。
So this is why for us, if we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
啊，那对我们来讲，若是我们不被圣灵充满
，for sure we will not hear what God wants to say to us.
啊，我们听不到神对我们所说的话。
And how can we arise and go and preach the gospel?
那我们怎么能够起来啊，这往外去传福音呢
？The same thing in verse 29.
那么在二十九节也是一样。
Then the Spirit said to Philip.Verse 28, verse 29. Once again, the Bible mentioned that the Spirit of God said to Philip.
啊，圣经记载说是圣灵对腓力说话。
So this means Philip is very clear what is the will of God is for him.
啊，说腓力啊，对神的旨意非常清楚。
Because the Spirit of God said, "Go near and overtake the chariot."
啊，因为圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那个车。
So what did Philip do?
啊，腓力怎么做
？He said he ran right.So Philip ran to him.
啊，三十节说腓力就跑到这个啊太监那里。
And then the same thing in verse 39.
啊，同样的三十九节。
Now when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away.
啊，三十九节说从水里上来，那么主的灵就把腓力提了去。
We can see every action of Philip is guided by the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以腓力所做的每一个动作，那都是让圣灵啊来指引他。
And every action that he takes, he knows this is according to God's will.
啊，所以每一个动作啊，他都知道啊，这是神的旨意。
Because he was very clear.
啊，这是非常清楚的事。
So the same thing for us.
啊，对我们来讲也是一样。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ also commanded us to go out and preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
啊，我们知道主耶稣已经吩咐我们啊，要把福音往外传出去。
But why so many of us were not out there preaching the gospel?
啊，但是今天好像我们很少人在往外传福音呢。
Because sometimes we did not hear.Very clearly, the Spirit of the Lord.
啊，有时候我们听不清楚那这个圣灵对我们所说的话。
Let's look at Revelation.
我们看那个启示录。
Revelation chapter 2.
啊，启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 7.
启示录第二章的第七节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 7.
启示录二章第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
啊，这就是说，管有耳的就当听圣灵所说的话。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
啊，第二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 11. I'm sorry. Chapter 2, verse 11.
啊，第二章十一节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
啊，在这里说圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And then chapter 2, verse 17.
啊，第二章十七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
啊，在这里说这个凡有耳的就当听。
And then chapter 2, verse 29.
二十九节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
啊，凡有耳的就应当听。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章第六节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
啊，这凡有耳的就当听圣灵所说的话。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
啊，这凡有耳的当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
And then verse 22.
那二十二节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
啊，凡有耳的将当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
You can see these the.A message from our Lord Jesus Christ to the seven churches.
啊，这个就是从主耶稣来的信息给七个教会。
And every time it conclude and it say, "He has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says."
那么讲了这些话之后，啊，这终结都是说，凡有耳的就当听
It was this time that Jesus Christ tell John to write to the churches their weaknesses, their strength, and what they must do to overcome their weaknesses.
因为这个圣灵啊，借着约翰啊，把他的信息传给各个教会啊，要让他们从这个软弱的当中啊，能够再火热起来。
Only those who fill with the Spirit of God can hear what the Spirit say to them.
但是只有被圣灵充满的，才能够听得到圣灵所说的话。
Of course, every single one of us we have ears.
当然每一个人都有耳朵。
But we must be filled with the Spirit of God to have spiritual ear to hear what is the will of God for us.
但是我们必须要被圣灵充满，我们才听得见啊圣灵所说的话。
So that's why Philip, God worked with him mightily.
所以这个圣灵啊跟这个回力大大的同工。
So for us, we should be exact like Philip.
对我们来讲，我们应该像回力。
So God can use us to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
所以神可以借着我们把福音传到地极去。
Let's turn back to chapter 8 in the book of Acts.
我们看这个使徒行传的第八章。
And that's why both men and women came to be baptized.
在这里说连男带女，他们都信了受洗了。
Because what Philip have said, what spoke them was very powerful.
因为回力所传的这个道理是大有能力。
And with their own eyes, they see the evil spirit coming out of many people.
他们自己的亲眼看见这个污鬼从附着人身上出来。
And those who paralyzed, those who lame, they were healed.
那些瘸腿的、那些瘫痪的也得到医治。
Let's also read verse 9, chapter 8, verse 9.
我们再读第八章的第九节。
But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria.
所以有个人名叫西门他在城里行邪术，而且万智尊大从撒玛利亚的使撒玛利亚的百姓都惊奇。
So we can see from verse 4 to verse 8, this is the power of the Holy Spirit.
第四节到第八节是提到圣灵的能力。
But verse 9 to verse 13 talk also about another power.
那么第九节到十三节提到另外一种灵的能力。
Of course, this power is from the devil himself.
这个就是邪灵的能力。
So that's why they say there's a certain man called Simon.
所以提到说有一个人名叫西门。
Say who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished people in Samaria.
他这个向来呢，在城里是行邪术的，而且是这个众百姓呢都觉得惊奇。
And he also claimed that he was someone great.
他也万智尊大。
And look at in verse 10.
看第十节。
To whom they all give heed from the least up to the greatest, saying this man is a great power of God.
说无论大小都听从他，说这人是那称为这个神的大能者。
You can see these people also heed the word of Simon.
所以他们也听这个行邪术的西门。
And why did they believe?
为什么他们相信？
Because in verse 11 it said, and they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorcery for a long time.
十一节说他们听从他们，他们听从他，因为他久用邪术使他们惊奇。
You can see when we deal with evil spirit.
所以当我们跟这个邪灵这个对付的时候
，many people are bewitched by Satan.
这个很多人呢，他们就是被邪灵所欺骗。
But the problem is they do not know.
但是他们不懂得问题的所在。
So that's why when we go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们出去传福音的时候
，if you're not filled with the spirit of God.
若是没有被圣灵充满
，then how can you overcome the power of Satan?
那你怎么能够胜过这个撒旦的工作呢
？Just like these people.
就好像这些人。
The Bible said they heed the word of Simon because they've been bewitched for so long already.
所以他们听从这个行邪术西门的话。因为他们都觉得西门所行的事使他们惊奇。
But we know the power of God, is greater than the power of Satan.
当然我们知道神的能力大于这个邪灵的能力。
But this is what kind of power we need to deal with.
那到底这个邪灵的能力是什么呢
？So that's why preaching the gospel is never too easy.
所以有时候传福音也不容易。
For one person to come to get baptized is so difficult.
好像要使一个人信而受洗也不容易。
Just like the Bible said, the whole world is swayed and controlled by Satan.
因为圣经上讲说呢，这全世界是握在那恶者的手下。
I remember when I went to Ghana.
我记得我到加纳的时候。
Just like I shared with you before, Ghana and is a really great place for witchcraft.
说这加纳呢，就是行邪术的一个地方。
Because they in the border of Togo. Togo is a French speaking country, but they all study voodoo and witchcraft and things like that.
因为他们跟这个Togo 这个国家呢是化俗的一个国家，他们都是行邪术的。
So one time we went to a church, he did not finish building yet.
啊，有一天呢，我到一个教会去啊，那个教还在建的当中。
There was a really scary looking lady, you know, sitting at the window.
那么有一个啊，看起来这个面孔很难看的一个女人啊，她坐在这个啊窗口。
And then time we asked one of the members.
啊，那我就问当地的一个信徒。
And we asked, "Well, who is this woman?"
啊，我问说这是什么人啊
？And the member said, "Oh, this woman used to be a member."
啊，他说这个女人过去是信徒。
But because she fell into witchcraft.
但是呢，他后来呢就啊，这个去行邪术了。
So now she became crazy.
那现在呢，他就这个已经就疯了。
It's hard to believe this woman used to be one of our sisters before.
啊，所以呢，看起来很难以相信说这个疯的女人原来也是一个信徒。
Because when I look at her sitting on the window.
啊，因为我看见她坐在窗口。
And she seemed so scary looking.
啊，她看起来好像很害怕。
And she seemed, you know, it's very psychotic. Like seemed very crazy.
那么好像是她患那个精神病患啊，这个非常的这个啊，这个非常的惊怕。
And the member explained because she allowed one of the witchcraft doctors to get to her, do something to her.
那么有个信徒讲说呢，因为他让这个行邪术的人啊，在他身上行了邪术。
So in Pandu area in Ghana, many of our members left the church because many witchcraft doctors put voodoo and put some kind of spell on them.
啊，所以在这个啊，这个加纳的一个啊 ，what's the place?
Pandu,
在潘都这个在加纳的地方呢，啊，就是有很多这个行邪术的巫术啊，他们行了邪术在人的身上。
But almost every single one who been bewitched, they became crazy.
那么好像给这个行邪术人行邪术之后呢，那些很多人就变成了这疯了。
They no longer, you know, just a regular person.
啊，他们不再是一个正常的人了。
So that's why for our brother and sister over there to preach the gospel to the villagers.It's very dangerous for them.
啊，那么对于这个我们当地的信徒，要把福音传到这个村庄去，啊，是好像很危险的事。
Because the sorcerer, they do not want the members to believe in Jesus Christ. I mean, the people to believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，因为那些行邪术的巫师，他们不希望这村里的人来信耶稣。
That's why one of our sisters who died, because one of her aunt put witchcraft on her, right?
啊，所以有一个姐妹她过世了，因为她的一个啊，她的一个阿姨呢。就在他身上这个画了咒诅。
See the sister that she went to the farm and then an ant bit her finger.
啊，说这个姐妹呢到这个工厂农场去，然后呢她有一个这个啊一个姨妈呢就咬了她的指头。
Right, so an ant, right, bit her finger, black ant, bit her finger, and then her right hand is completely become paralyzed.
啊，抱歉啊，他是说呢，就给那个啊这个红色的蚂蚁呢咬了他以后呢，这个指头就发紫了。
Then it went over to her and she died.
啊，结果呢，他走到这个啊这个茅屋的地方呢，他就死在里面。
And at that time, some of the members is praying at church.
啊，那么当时有些信徒在教会祷告。
And they saw that our sister have died.
那么他们看见啊，我们叫这个姐妹过世了。
And how did they see?
那他们看见什么
？Because when they're praying, one of the sisters saw a vision. There's a big pot, right? A big pot, cooking pot.
啊，因为有一个姐妹在祷告的时候看到一个异象啊，就是一大个锅在煮东西的锅。
So this sister was walking slowly toward the cooking pot.
啊，就看见这个姐妹慢慢走到这个大锅里头，大锅去。
And she saw the aunt of the sister who died.
那么他看见这个姐妹的这个一个姨妈过世了。
Had a big spoon, like stirring something in the pot.、Right?
那么这个过世这个女人就用一个很大的这个汤匙在这个搅动这个大的这个锅子的菜。
So when the sister looked into the big pot, actually it was all part of the bodies of the sister who died.、Right?
那么当她看到这里面这大锅子呢就是那个死去的这个姐妹的身体。
But praise and thank God during that time.
但是感谢神在那个时候。
The members continued to pray for her.
这个教会的信徒继续为她祷告。
After 1 hour later, and the sister resurrected.
那么经过一个小时祷告呢这个姐妹呢又活过来了。
Then the whole village came to believe.
那么因为这样子，全村庄的人都信耶稣了。
And I also remember when I first preached the gospel to my father.
所以我还记得当我跟我的这个生父第一次传福音的时候。
Of course, I hear you, my father, before he used to do witchcraft.
因为我曾经提到说我的生父呢，过去也是行邪术的。
Because with my own eyes, I see he did many things that is hard to believe, right? The supernatural power that he has, it's hard to believe.
啊，因为我自己亲眼看见呢，他有很这个传奇的这个啊，这个超自然的能力在他身上。
So when I asked him to come to church,
啊，所以当我邀请他来教会的时候
，in the same night when he went home,
啊，那个晚上他回家去。
I don't know if Malika remember or not, because Malika used to be their favorite granddaughter. Grandchild.
Monica 大概记得这个事，因为她就是我爸爸最疼爱的一个孙女。
Because she used to be very cute when she's younger, right?
因为 Monica 小的时候呢，非常的可爱。
So my father always talk about Monica all the time.
这我的爸爸呢，一直都是常常提到这个他的孙女 Monica.
I don't know if she remembers one, and then that night when my father was laying on his bed.
那个晚上呢，当我灰烬躺在床上的时候
，And then all of a sudden, Malika say, "Grandpa, Grandpa, there's a man in this room want to kill me."
这个 Malika 就跟我爸爸讲说，这个祖父啊，我看见这房子里面有一个人拿着刀要杀我。
But my father look in the room, there's nobody there.
我灰烬看着这房子里面没有人。
But then he realized.
然后他知道了。
Actually, it's his witchcraft teacher, witchcraft doctor teacher from the past.
他说。讲的这个人事实上呢，就是过去他所行的这个邪术的巫术。
Because when he first came to this country,
因为他第一次来这个国家的时候
，my father also went to church.
我的父亲也上教会。
And after he went to church, he came home. Then his witchcraft doctor told him, "You should never ever go to church again."
他在教会之后呢，回去，那么这个行巫术的这个巫师呢，跟他讲说，你不应该到教会去。
And he told me, "Go to church, I will kill you."
他说，你若是再到教会，我就杀了你。
Then that time, remember, he had the fear for 2 weeks. He was in bed for 2 weeks, almost died.
那么我还记得当时呢，我父亲呢就在家里躺在床上两个礼拜，这个发高烧，几乎快死。
And from then on, he never ever go to church again.
那么从那个时候开始呢，他就不上教会了。
So when I asked him to come to church with us, then his teacher come again in spirit. Of course, his evil spirit is not his teacher.
所以当我在邀请他到我们教会的时候呢，这个过去那个行邪术的巫术啊，就在灵界里头又出现了。
So even though in America,
所以就是在美国
，when we preach to a person,
当我们向一个人传福音的时候
，maybe physically we don't see that they are bewitched by by Satan himself.But spiritually, really, you can see it very clearly.
所以说这个物体方面你看不见，但是在灵里头的的确确呢有那个过去这个行邪术的巫术还是在控制他。
So that's why we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
所以都是我们不被圣灵充满。
We cannot overcome Satan's power.
我们没办法胜过这个魔鬼的能力。
Because to turn people's heart from Satan is very difficult.
因为要把一个人心从魔鬼的钳下再转向光明也是不容易。
But here Philip make it so simple.
但是腓力好像他很容易。
Because he was filled with the Spirit of God.
因为他被神的灵充满。
So during this time, yes, even though Simon himself bewitched many people.
所以这个时候行邪术西门他因为他的邪术是能够
吸引。But verse 12.
但是我们看十二节。
Say, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
说至于他们信的回忆所传神国的福音，那么这个时候这个和信耶稣基督的名，那么连男带女就受了洗了。
We can see because Philip filled with the Spirit of God.
因为腓力被圣灵充满。
When he preached, he'd be able to listen to him.
所以他传讲福音的时候，他们都听他。
And he'd be able to take those who be witched to come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他使那些这个被邪术所控制的连男带女都能够归向
基督。And then verse 13, even Philip even Simon himself.Came to be baptized.
那么十三节说，就是这个行邪术的西门，他自己也信了，而且受洗了。
But because Simon he knows.
那但是这个西门他知道。
That the power in Philip is greater power than the power that he had before.
就是说在腓力身上的能力比他过去的能力还更大。
If he did not believe this, he would not come to be baptized.
因为那他若不相信这个话，他不会信而且受洗。
We also should be able to have this kind of power inside of us.
那我们也应该有这个能力在我们身上。
To win more souls for Lord Jesus Christ.
就为主耶稣基督能够得到更多的灵魂。
But even though Philip is such a great evangelist.
那么虽然说腓力是这么大一个传福音的人。
But let me read verse 14 and on.
但是我们读十四节以后。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter Peter and John to them, verse 15.
第十五节
Who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, verse 16.
第十六节
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus, verse 17.
十七节
And they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.So amazingly, those who Philip had baptized did not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这个看起来也是很奇怪啊。这个回力啊，传福音，那么信的人，而且受了洗都没有得圣灵。
And there's a reason for this.
那这是有道理的。
If Philip can do everything himself, then of course maybe become very proud.
都是回力啊，也可以使信的人得圣灵的话，那么一切都是一个做得到，那么他就会骄傲。
Even though many people came to be baptized.
所以说很多人信受洗了。
But none of them received the Holy Spirit.
但是没有一个受圣灵的。
Only when Peter and John went over there, lay hands on them, then they received the Holy Spirit.
那么只有当这个彼得、约翰到他们那里为他们按手的时候，他们才受圣灵。
Then Philip knows he cannot do everything himself.
所以回力就知道他不能够靠着自己做所有的事。
Just like nowadays.
就好像今天一样。
We cannot do everything ourselves.
我们也不能靠自己做所有的事。
Even though we are gifted in a certain area, we must need other people to fulfill the whole task that Jesus has given to us.
就是在某方面我们有恩赐，但是我们需要别人一同同工来完成主耶稣所托付我们所有的工作。
You know, our brothers and sisters in Africa, they are very gifted at evangelism.
我们教会的这个弟兄姐妹在非洲。他们都有这个很好的方便
的 crusade, we have a crusade.
当我们教会举行这个大型布道会的时候
see, a lot of our brothers, while they get up and speak so eloquently.
这个我们教会的弟兄姐妹他们站起来传福音都很有能力
But nobody ever received the Holy Spirit.
但是呢没有人受圣灵
Even though they baptized many people.
所以他们这个为很多人施洗
But no one ever received the Holy Spirit.
但是没有受洗的没有得圣灵
But when the missionary go there, they lay hands on the people who have been baptized.They received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们教会所派的传道人过去那为他们按手之后，那些受洗人就得圣灵了。
Because God wanted our brothers and sisters in Africa to know they must work with everyone else.
因为神要让我们这个非洲教会的弟兄姐妹，让他们知道他们必须要跟别人一起同工。
The same thing in Hawaii.
在夏威夷教会也是一样。
If the visitor did not go there, nobody ever received the Holy Spirit.
都是没有派这个前职传道到那边去的话呢，他们没有一点受圣灵。
And we have like five deacons and a couple of deacons.
那我们在这个校友教会呢，也有差不多有五个这个执事案例的执事。
This father was so curious why nobody ever received the Holy Spirit when the visitor are not there.
所以我就觉得很惊奇，当我没有这个传道派到那里去的时候，就从来没有人受圣灵。
Because God wanted to know they need us and we need them.
因为神要让他们知道，他们需要我们，我们也需要他们。
That's why when one of the deaconess saw a vision, right, the seven lampstands.
所以有一个女执事她看到这个只有七个金灯台的意象。
And she said the seven lampstands were very, very beautiful.
她说这个七个金灯台这个意象很美。
But then one of the lampstands was going out.
但是呢，七个金灯台有一个灯呢，快要灭了。
Then God told this lampstand is Hawaii Church.
那么他就神就对这个女执事说这个快要灭的这个灯台就是夏威夷的教会。
And that's why they came back to the GA.
所以因为这样子，所以夏威夷教会他们再回到这个美国的总会。
So nowadays God also wants us to work with them.
今天神也要我们跟夏威夷教会同工。
And want them to work with us.
也要他们跟我们同工。
So because of this, every time visitors go there.If people do not have the Holy Spirit, then God will give them the Holy Spirit.
所以每次传福音派传道去的时候呢，那些没有受圣灵的，他们就一一受圣灵了。
So that's why we want to preach the gospel.
所以我们要传福音。
We cannot do everything ourselves.
但是我们不能靠自己做所有的事。
We must work as a team.
我们必须要这个有一个团队的精神。
We must work in one accord.
大家同一个心智来工作。
And you can see, then we continue on to read.
那我们继续读下去。
So when Peter and John lay hands, then people received the Holy Spirit.
所以当这个彼得、约翰按手的时候，他们就受圣灵了。
And then verse 18,
第十八节。
And when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered the money, verse 19.
对，十九节。
Saying, give me this power also that anyone of whom I lay hand may receive the Holy Spirit. So you can see in these two verses that Simon, remember he was a sorcerer before.
啊，我们记得说这个西门啊，他是行过去是行邪术的。
And it's not easy for him to get rid of all this, you know, this thing that he did before.
那么他要把过去的在这行邪术的这些坏啊坏习惯除去也
很难。So that's why when he saw the apostle lay hands, people received the Holy Spirit. So he think that he can buy this kind of power.
啊，所以他们看见使徒啊这个按手的时候呢，就有圣灵赐下，所以他要拿钱来买这个让人受圣灵的。这个恩赐
and maybe this time because he's a new believer、right.
那么或许因为他刚刚信主
maybe the apostle is not saying anything to him、
所以呢、这个门徒没有跟他讲什么
no but Peter told him exactly what he needed to know、
但是彼得对他讲的就是他必须要知道的事
and it seemed that Peter was very harsh to this new believer
那好像彼得、讲这些话对初信的人来讲是很难听的
but remember in chapter 5
但是我们记得在第五章
when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit
当这个这个亚拿利亚他们呼气他们这个欺骗圣灵的时候
they fell down dead they fell you know they dead they fell down dead
他们马上倒地就死了
but here when Peter what Peter said to Simon
但是这个时候彼得对西门说话
just like in verse 20
在第二十节
but Peter said to him your money perish with you because you haveThought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Verse 21.
二十一节
You have neither part nor you have neither part nor. Sorry, I turned like three pages. No portion in the matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Verse 22.
二十二节
Then Peter said, "Repent, therefore, of your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart." Maybe forgiven you. Verse 23.
二十三节
For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. You can see during this time, actually, Peter has a lot of love for Simon.
彼得当然对西门很有爱心
Maybe during the time Philip, he did not say anything. Maybe he's too shy to say something.
这腓力当时没说什么话或许他就比较害羞没讲话
But Peter was there
但是彼得在那里
To tell Simon what is right and what is wrong
对西门讲什么是对什么是错
Because sometimes when we have new believers come to our church
因为有时候有初信的人到我们教会
Sometimes we're so afraid they leave the church So because of this when you do something wrong We're not straightforward with them
有时候呢我们怕这怕那个所以他们做错事的话我们不敢直说
I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
I visited a Caucasian member.
我访问了一个这个白人。
And then she baptized already for several months.
她已经受洗几个月了。
And this time, and then we just, you know, and in her room, she has a picture of Mary in her room.
但是在她的房间里头还有这个圣母玛利亚的雕像的像。
And during time, she had many statues of Mary and this and that right, in her room.
那么在她的房间里头也有很多这个天主教的这个雕像。
So during time we say to her,
我们就对她说
say what do you do with this picture or this statue?
说你应该怎么做把这个雕像
See like she told us, oh sometimes she prayed to Mary.
她告诉我们就说有时候我们就她就向这个这个圣母玛利亚的这个相片祷告
In front of the picture and in front of the statue.
在这个雕像还有这个相片前面祷告
And we told her this is not right.
我们就告诉她说这错了
Because what you're doing is worshiping idols.
因为你这样做的话你就拜偶像了
Because God is spirit, you must worship in spirit and truth.
因为神他是个灵所以你用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神才对
So when we say this to her, she got so upset.
我们跟她这样讲的时候她就很生气
Because she said, why no one in church ever told me this before?
她说为什么教会没有任何人跟我讲过这事
I invite many members come to my house, but they never say anything about this statue or about this picture.
我邀请很多教会的弟兄姐妹来他们没有一个人跟我讲这个圣母玛利亚的像跟雕像
Of course, the reason we don't say anything to her becauseNo, we are afraid that she can leave the church.
当然这个教会的信徒没有跟他讲什么，怕说一讲他就生气就离开教会。
But we should not be this way.
但是我们不应该这样子。
What is right is right. What is wrong is wrong.
因为对就是对，不对就不对。
But of course, we must do it with love and compassion.
当然我们要纠正他错的时候呢，我们必须要用这爱心来讲这些话。
We must do it with wisdom.
我们必须要用这智慧来讲话。
So that's why when we told her that she brought all the stuff.And we destroy. I remember Stephen was there too. The time destroy all the idols and pictures and things like that.
所以当我们跟他这样讲的时候，他就把家里头所有的这些偶像、这些雕像，都拿出来。
For her, she did not know what was wrong.
因为过去他对他来讲他不知道这个。
But we must tell what's right and good season to a believer.
但是我们必须要跟他讲到底什么是对。
Just like here when Simon is sinning against God.
就好像这个西门这个时候呢，他也是得罪神了。
Peter was not afraid to tell him exactly what he's doing.
那彼得呢，他也不怕就说跟他直话直说。
And then verse 24.
那第二十四节。
Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me."
这个二十四节，西门说。愿你们为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。
You can see Simon repented.
意思就是说西门他悔改了。
Even though we did not know what happened to him.
我们不知道他发生什么事。
But for sure, Peter must have prayed for him.
但是彼得心头有为他祷告。
So because of this, God continued to work with them.
那么因为这样的时候，神继续跟他们同工。
See, that's why in verse 25.
所以在二十五节。
So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel and many villages of the Samaritans.
二十五节说，使徒就证明主道，而且传讲，就回耶路撒冷去，一路在撒玛利亚有好些的村庄的传扬福音。
We know we are God's chosen people.
我们知道我们是神的选民。
And God wants us to go and preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
那么神要我们到这个地极去传福音。
So because of this, we must continue to cultivate ourselves.
那么因为这样，我们要好好的灵修自己。
We must be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们要让圣灵来充满。
So when God sent the angel to speak to us, we can hear very clearly.
所以当神差遣天使跟我们这个吩咐什么事的时候，我们就可以听得很清楚。
When God's Spirit moves us, so we also can understand very clearly.
当圣灵感动我们的时候，我们可以非常的清楚了解。
So when we go to different places,
所以我们到不同的地方去。
We fill with the Spirit of God.
让我们被圣灵充满。
We can preach with power.
我们就可以这个有胆量的传福音。
We can heal those who are lame.
我们可以这个医治那些瘸腿的。
We can cast out evil spirit from those who are possessed.
我们可以这个奉主的名赶除那些被污鬼所附身的那些人。
And not only that, we have the boldness to say what is right and what is wrong.
而且不仅如此，我们有胆量来讲什么是对的，什么是不对的。
And help those who sin against God.
那么希望那些得罪神的人。
Especially for new believers.
尤其是刚信主的。
Because most of the time they do not know what's right and what's wrong.
因为刚信主的，他们常常不知道什么是对，什么是错。
But if you're not filled with the Spirit of God.
但是你若是没有被圣灵充满。
But we do not understand the will of God.
你就不知道神的旨意。
And then maybe we cause them to continue to sin against God without knowing it.
那么或许呢，那些刚信的人，他们继续犯罪得罪神也不知道。
But if we fill with the Spirit of God,
但是若是我们有神灵的充满，
then we will be bold.
我们就很有胆量。
Then we will be filled with love.
我们就充满了爱心。
We will be filled with wisdom.
充满了智慧。
To tell the truth, from you know, to tell people to do what is right and to not do the thing that is wrong.
就可以叫人能够做对的事而且不做不对的事。
So may God continue to help us.
愿神继续带领我们。
Because we know that our spiritual convocation is coming up.
我们知道是教会的灵恩布道会会到。
We must preach to the people we know.
我们必须要向我们所认识人的传福音。
We must pray that God open the door of salvation for us.
我们祈求神能够开这个传福音的门。
So we can fulfill the task that he has given to us, that is to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
我们就可以来完成主耶稣所托付我们传福音的使命。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 288.
我们请站立继续来唱诗288首。Wherefore the light is coming, wherefore the light is coming.
God, please be seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to come up and pray together.
我们要往到前面来祷告。
Please pray for the Holy Worker Seminar tomorrow.
或者明天这个圣工人员讲习会祷告。
We also pray for the upcoming speech convocation in the California area.
为着北加州快来到的灵恩布道会祷告。
Next week will be in Sacramento.
下个礼拜在Sacramento.
We pray that God will move the heart those members who have not come to church for a while to come back to church.
我们求神这个动工那些一段时间没有来教会的也能够来教会。
We also pray that God will give us the boldness to preach the gospel.
我们祈求祷告让神让我们有胆量可以去传福音。
This is the purpose of every single one of us that have been called by Him.
这是因为每一个人被神所召的人我们必须要做的事。
To be a vessel that can use to win soul for Him.
就是做神的器皿可以去得胜得这个人的灵魂。
Now please come up and pray together.
请大家到前面来一起来祷告。
Say by his awake prayer.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ,
we pray.
Hallelujah.